Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Weep grana, weep ninny bong, everybody.
I beg your pardon?
That's the universal greeting from the 1984 film Transformers the Movie.
Can you give it to me one more time there,
yeah.
Pete?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let's both try and do it without getting another one.
Bawi grani ginny bomb.
Close.
Bing bomb, din it up, beat her off.
Skilly bop bop boo.
Bop 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 bop.
You did it.
Okay.
No, it's Bawi grana, weep ninny bong.
Bawi grana, weep ninny bum.
Yeah, there. Bawi grana, weep ninny bum.
We got it. Yeah.
Anyway, if you haven't...
Ask me at the end of the episode if I remember that.
Ask
it's
me
easy.
At the end of the episode.
Bawi grana, bawi baba
ninny. Bawi grana, weep ninny bum.
There you go. For the record, like, I know that because I've seen Transformers the movie from the 80s. I did not check my notes before writing that down. I was just like, that's probably right. Anyway.
That sounds like such an elaborate formal greeting.
It's so fucking stupid.
Like, you think they just shorted it to Bawi? Like... Like, when you're with friends, right? Like,
hey, bweep, Holmes.
Bawi, yeah.
Bawi, Holmes.
Bawi.
Yeah. Hey, ninny bong!
Ninny bong!
Yeah. Anyway, lore boys.
Yes.
Here, we've arrived.
I guess we should do that.
Yeah. Lore boys here, ostensibly a lore podcast. About games, TV, movies, whatever your fancy. No books, though.
Some books.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, most of this episode's about a book, so maybe I'm kind of fucking with my own thing.
Which
here.
Episode was about books?
Damn it. All right, well, never mind.
I don't want to put too much of a label on us, guys.
I like books.
Let's just do things we like doing, yeah. Bawi na linigron, my dudes.
Yeah, word. That's it. So last...
That was it?
We did it. So yeah, my name is Peter O'Donohue. I will be your host for the second week in a row from
Hi,
your
Peter.
Perspective. I am joined here by...
James Miller.
James Miller. And returning from Europe.
Yeah, I just got here from Europe. That's why I'm drinking Stella Artois tonight.
Ah, yes.
or this afternoon, I guess.
Yeah. My my business trip, I was powered entirely by Stella Artois that I bought at the CVS next to the McDonald's.
Our old studio buddy, if you guys are longtime listeners, Bobby Ferry, man with the spaghetti in the pockets, and sat in for a couple episodes. He just up and stayed in Barcelona while Ethan and him went there.
Barcelona.
Oh, yeah, I am Ethan. Thanks for reminding me, James.
Yeah. Ethan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Lovely studio you guys got here. Big fan of the show.
Dude, we landed
Long-time
those
listener.
Yeah.
First time caller.
It's weird how our New Year's resolution was not to be professionals, but we did record back-to-back so that there was actually no gap while Ethan was away in Europe.
Yeah. It's like you never knew.
Yeah, exactly. So this is all fresh for us. Anyway, last week, you may have learned a thing or two about some of the Transformers origin stories, some of their actual origins, despite the fact they're not real. Something like that. I was wondering if one of you boys, or two in tandem, I don't care, could recap the last episode in case this is your first episode of the Lore Boys. How did the Transformers come to be?
This is one that I actually feel more comfortable with. Usually I don't remember,
Go
so
ahead.
I'll try.
Yeah.
Unicron was around. Then a world ended and only Unicron existed afterwards into the new world when it was birthed.
Yep.
And Unicron was like a big planet flying around at this point.
Not immediately, not immediately.
But he's a bad dude.
Yes.
And he's like hurtling through space. I thought I was good. No, I'm already
it's a band.
Yeah, then next,
it is a band.
It was a band. You kept making the joke.
Yeah.
Primus. Oh, Primus.
There
Primus.
You go.
Yeah,
Cancer
right.
bats.
Yeah.
shows
Primus.
up.
Primus shows up, eventually makes Cybertron the...
Almost. He becomes Cybertron.
Becomes Cybertron, which is the planet, or maybe not the planet yet, but the planet of the good guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the planet of the entire race.
Of good guys and bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody lives
we
on
Cybertron.
We
didn't get there, though, I don't think.
Well, we got up to where they were created. We talked about the 13 primes, Yes. Who were the... So we did touch on some of the mythology, like the Guiding Hand or whatever the fuck mm-hmm. they were called. Who
are the... Solus, the woman...
Solus Prime is one of the Primes, and she does factor back into this, yeah.
Nocta Prime, who fucks your wife on your wedding day.
Yeah, Mortiolus, the god of death who also dies.
Mortilus, yeah, that's exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got the liar guy.
I forgot his name completely.
Yeah. Kanan Solaire.
Didn't write it down.
Well, I remember last week we were going like, this guy's the god of death... Solus is the woman.
Girl. She's the blacksmith.
And the blacksmith. Yeah. And then this guy is a liar and a thief.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the rest, though.
Well, those were the 13 primes. We're not going to get back. And Onyx Prime was the first person to have, like, a beast mode, right? Like, all that shit.
There was a guy who made all the slaves, the Quintessons.
Yeah, the Quintessons.
Yeah, Quintus Prime made the slave masters, the Quintessons, right? Yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah, slave masters.
And there can only ever be one of each of the 13 primes at once.
Yeah. Correct, yeah. So the Transformers...
It's like a position.
The Transformers universe is in a multiverse because of all the different writers that have kind of taken the helm. So out of the 13 primes and their gods, the god and the devil, would be Primus and Unicron respectively. They can exist across the multiverse, but only in one place at one time. So they are canonically multiversal individuals, which is kind of what we established there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
But if you also recall what I had mentioned was that eventually there were two factions of robot, the Autobots and the Decepticons, and each of them has a boss. Every company's got a CEO.
Yeah, right? You have to, otherwise the world descends into madness. If you're not answering to somebody, then society just falls apart.
It falls to pieces. Yeah. We need a guy at the top every time. Yeah, and preferably a guy. Let's be real.
Every universe needs a Jeff Bezos. You know what I mean?
There you go. Exactly.
I am totally about capitalism and
especially rampant and unchecked.
Yeah, this is good. I'm glad it made it to Primus,
the best one.
Yeah.
Cybertron.
One quick correction, actually. Last week, I did bring up Onyx Prime just now, who was the first Transformer with a beast mode. Last week, I told you that he turned into a griffin. I saw a new illustration in doing my research for this episode here, where he actually turns into, like, a centaur with wings and a falcon's head.
Okay, he can only do hybrid animals.
Which is so much cooler. Yeah, exactly.
So he's just a griffin with human arms, is what you're saying?
Like, arms and a chest. So yeah. Sadly, this figurine does not exist because, like, I saw like the mechanical centaur griffin guy, and I was just like, if I had that, I'd probably masturbate to it.
Yeah,
because it's really fucking cool. Yeah. And he's very sharp compared to like the kind of square art from the everything else. It's he's awesome. Mm.
Learning a lot about you, Pete.
Yeah. Whatever, man. Put yourself on the internet. This is the product.
Peter fucks beast bots.
There you go.
He likes spiky, bare-chested.
Spiky, bare-chested, centaur, well, yeah, he's got a winged bunch of centaurs. But, I mean, we all do. So.
Yeah. He's got a bunch of, like, spiky.
We can all appreciate that.
He's got a bunch of, like, spiky mechanical bits and, like, a robotic falcon head, but just, like, a Fabio torso.
Take me, baby.
Oh, boy. So you will remember, of course, that Hasbro imported a bunch of these Japanese-made transforming robot toys. Dinobots were some of them, yeah. And that they requested that a show and Marvel comic be produced, and...
What happened?
To flesh out the characters.
Did it happen?
Well, they had the two factions, right?
Uh-huh.
So they had the Autobots
uh-huh.
and the Decepticons. And every faction, like I said, needs a leader. Every team needs a captain. Every flat structure company like Valve needs a Gaben.
Mm-hmm.
What are we, guys?
Every Lore Boys podcast needs an Ethan.
Every Lore Boys podcast.
Are you? I don't know.
Let's be real.
I don't know if you're the leader, dude. I don't know if you're the leader.
Okay.
Of this thing.
Well, meet me in my office once this recording's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's suspicious that we say he's not the leader, but gave him an office.
Yeah. The corner office, no doubt.
Yeah. What the fuck did we do? How could we have been so naive, Jamie?
You remember those contracts you guys signed on Peter's birthday? We were all blackout drunk.
Damn it.
You know, Ethan, paying for a studio apartment where you live is not an office.
Agree to disagree, James. Maybe I'll have an office after this.
Fuck, he got us again. So there were
I don't believe him, but I'm still going to show up.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Like,
you know?
I'm just against being late.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, morally. The leaders. It just gonna quiz, give you guys a little Quiznos, a little bit of sliced meat on bread. Who was?
I beg your pardon.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever said.
Yeah, I know. Like,
stop myself in my own tracks.
You got any Quiznos? does offer sliced meat on bread.
Yeah.
There's no denying that.
That was a catastrophe.
How is this going to be sliced meat on bread?
Tripped over my own shoulders. Just like...
That's how Sonic first learned how to roll.
Do you guys know the names of the leaders of the good guy and the bad guy?
Feel like you're baiting me now.
Oh, it wasn't Optimus Prime last week.
Okay.
It's not. It's,
Not initially. You're on
Deckard
the...
Deckard Cain.
You're right. There you go.
I got baited too many times last week.
Yeah.
I got hurt one too many times there, Peter.
I can't transform again.
Yeah, I can't give you... I can't transform my heart for you again.
We will... Well, I'll accept the answer. I'll accept the half point over here, because you didn't tell me bad guy.
It's Megatron.
Megatron, correct.
Who transformed into a gun originally.
Yeah,
the original
which
toys.
Was dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's just like, better catch me.
Yeah. My power is gun. I remember that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All you need is gun.
Yeah.
All you need is gun.
It is Optimus Prime, the leader of the heroic Autobots, in the present, but we'll talk about past, and Megatron for the... Heroic Decepticons. From their perspective.
Yeah, everybody's right? a good guy from their own perspective.
Yeah, exactly, because like, it's really a matter of perspective. I'm pretty sure Stalin thought he was just super cool.
Yeah. It's is this a kind of like MLK, Malcolm X dynamic, or?
No.
Like Professor Xavier?
Well, you know what? I was going to say no, because Malcolm X and MLK actually had the same good idea, but just took different methods.
Yeah.
We'll get into it. No, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was thinking it was more of like a Trotsky and Stalin thing.
Again, similar, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Stalin was a monster, but
right.
Maybe Trotsky and Lenin.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
John?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
John Lennon, famed socialist, leader of the USSR.
Yeah.
All you need is gun.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna find...
Megatron assassinated outside of some TV studio in the 70s.
Yeah.
By someone else wielding a different gun robot.
Yeah.
My
gun's faster. It doesn't need to transform. Fool.
Yeah, exactly. It transforms from gun to robot instead of robot to gun. Yeah.
Well, if it shoots, it goes from gun to car. Like, that'd be pretty useful. You kill the guy, you get your car
out.
You
got your getaway.
Yep.
Wow, that is clever.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it goes.
You got like
robot.
A transformer eating a big hoagie, and he's just like he's like the getaway transformer. He's like transform. He's like
oh
fuck.
God.
Transforms, gets hoagie all over his windshield. Yeah. He's like I can't see.
I don't know if I've ever had a hoagie, but right now I want a hoagie.
From what I understand, it's just That's a long good. Sandwich. It's a sub.
It's a kind of sub.
Yeah.
It's like a big
like Italian meats.
Yeah, like with a bunch of cheese on top of it. It sounds like I've only seen them in cartoons.
No club sandwich, cold bread or hot bread.
I never made it to the air.
We're not getting into this again. Megatron and Optimus, however, have a very long history together. What?
No, nothing.
Take us home.
Cold bread, right. Hot bread. Never
both
mind.
Of them are from Cybertron, which we know as the sleeping body of Primus, and they were both formed from his metallic living flesh, basically.
Yes.
And as always, there are multiple continuities with the Optimus and Megatron history. We're only going to talk about two. I'm going to give you the brief one from the 80s because it's so fucking stupid because the 80s are dumb. And then I will give you the in-canon one that is currently accepted everywhere except the live-action films because obviously the live-action films, as everybody knows, are a fucking mess. Unicron is Earth and that is...
That's okay. dumb okay. and stupid and doesn't make any sense.
No, of course not.
How could that possibly be?
Don't you talk shit about Megan Fox, okay?
She's only in three of them. And she's fine as fuck, but...
Yeah. I remember being, like, a pretty young boy at the time and thinking that was the most beautiful woman in the entire world.
I was 16. I absolutely believed that.
Yeah.
I'm 27 now, and currently that title goes to Gal Gadot, the guy who plays Wonder Woman.
Oh,
the lady who plays Wonder Woman. Yeah, no, the actress who plays Wonder Woman is, for me at least, the most gorgeous woman on the planet at present.
Yeah.
I'll say Michael B. Jordan.
Megatron in the 80s cartoon was the leader of a violent group of Cybertronians who went to war with the Autobots. The Autobots did win in their first war. However, they won the first war.
So they won the first war, killed the Decepticons. It's over.
Yeah.
We won. We did it.
You'd think they'd be a little bit more thorough. They kind of got caught up in the Golden Age.
Are you saying the good guys were against absolute genocide?
They absolutely were.
That's weird.
You know what? It would have saved them.
Wait, genocide of robots, though?
Yeah.
Well, we've established they're alive, and the Sparks are their immortal souls, right?
So, let's say we act more like the negative bots or whatever.
The negative bots?
Yeah.
You mean the Decepticons?
It sounded out with us. Decepticons.
Decepticons. Well, like, Megabots is the... Or is that the good one?
Autobots.
Shit.
The negative bots versus the Megabots.
Yeah, I think those... That's it.
That's the episode title.
Episode title. You know Autobots, it. Just end the episode now. I don't care.
Good one.
Just go. You know what? You tell me what happened.
Don't know where I was going with this anymore, and let's just move on.
No, I don't know either. I'm sorry, but that was very funny.
You fucking slavey, man.
I wanted to hear your point, but that was very funny.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, we'll carry on. I'm so sorry that we cut you off.
No, this is good.
Being defeated... and having people like go into a golden age of prosperity and equality and technology and painting probably did not sit well with Megatron whatsoever.
I bet you they only use oil paints.
You mean Negatron, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's the leader of the negative bots.
Exactly. Okay, good. Cool.
Megatron hated progress. All he wanted was to listen to NPR conspiracies about JFK and, like, come on, enslave the rest of the planet.
I know. Get over the three-letter acronyms.
Yeah, why not listen to TLB conspiracies about JFK, which we did. Go back and check it out.
Yeah, exactly. Download our JFK episode. No big deal.
On MP3.
Yeah. Megatron, after a few centuries, because, of course, the robots don't really age nearly as much, after a few centuries, decided that he would rise again.
Just decided.
Yeah, he was just like, it's been 100 years. Man, I think it's about time.
Being dead sucks.
Well, he wasn't dead.
Okay.
They didn't kill him.
Yeah.
At all. They just lost and retreated.
Took out his alternator. That'll stop him.
The Autobots were just like, I mean, he retreated once. I suppose we could just get to painting, fucking, and drinking wine. Perfect.
Well, you know what? All of a sudden, I'm on board here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, me too.
I mean, that's what I consider a golden age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys want to get some wine and some paint after the show, or
yeah. I want to do one more thing, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But yeah.
There's a third thing I'm concerned with, but yeah. Let's start there.
Okay, cool.
Michael B. Jordan, tweet at us.
Michael B. Jordan, get me. He gathered a small army of like-minded conservative Cybertronians who also just hated that pissy liberal golden age.
Yeah,
it is just the fucking worst that everybody is in a good mood and happy and working.
Happy immigrants.
He
pissed me off.
To Cybertron?
Yeah.
He began to take over small Cybertronian cities. The golden age, however, all of this decadence did make the Cybertronians a little bit complacent. And nobody told kind of the young, naive idiots of the Cybertronian world about this war criminal.
These summer children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is still from the 80s cartoon. This is only like one episode. No one was told that Megatron was still alive and probably, hopefully, famous enough to be like, yeah, there was like a genocidal maniac a couple hundred years ago. This is what he fucking looks like. Like, nobody. Not in any of the textbooks. Not anything like that. Because a couple of young teenage robots named Orion Pax and Ariel...
Pax sounds familiar.
We talked about him last week 100%.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The lead-off last week was like, oh, this week we're going to talk about Orion Pax. And
yeah.
Okay. I don't remember anything about him, but...
We're going to get into Orion Pax.
Yeah.
He's just like this rowdy teenage guy. You know, he transforms to his dad's car.
Oh,
no
cool.
Big deal.
His dad's old T-Bird.
Yeah, exactly. He transforms his dad's old T-Bird to take his girlfriend Ariel out.
Yeah.
Anyway, this really radical dude shows up to his dock job where him and his girlfriend are working, right?
Uh-huh.
And then this guy is just like, yo, my name's Megatron. I can totally fly, man. And he's like...
Fucking
wow,
cool.
that's fucking cool.
That is
why don't you
cool.
come on a tour for our entire warehouse full of precious fuel? He's like, yeah, that would be great, my dude.
And then does he steal all the fuel?
Not only does he steal the fuel, this guy's Megatron, if you didn't, you know, follow the bit.
What?
Yeah. He shows up with a conspicuously huge amount of army trucks.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and then...
He's got cargo pants and, like, a cargo shirt. He's got all these pockets. Like,
yeah.
Yes, I would love to go on a tour
army
of
trucks
your valuable trinkets warehouse.
Army trucks that turn into M16s.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And everyone just, like, collapses onto the ground, starts firing in circles. exactly. Like the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
So Megatron goes in, he's chatting up Orion. He's just like, yeah, I am a super cool guy. Yeah, no matter, big deal. I'm an aerial bot. I can fly just through my own will. And Orion's just like, that is so rad.
An aerial bot, but not Ariel the bot.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Ariel is Orion Pax's girlfriend. She works with him at this warehouse.
Not girlfriend. There's only one gender, but thanks.
Car.
Yeah,
car
friend.
Yeah.
It's his car friend.
Yeah, car friend. Excuse me. That's true. One gender, and it's car. Which Jamie likes to fuck.
Yeah. Yep. It had to come up sometime.
Autosexual,
well, if
man.
If there's only one gender, and you like to fuck, period, it means you like to fuck that gender.
There you go. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So we all like to fuck cars.
See, we're progressive. We're part of the golden age.
Yeah, exactly.
We
like to drink, paint, and fuck cars.
Yeah, yeah. Word, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't think you're progressive if you point out that guy likes to fuck this. Like, think of it in any other situation.
Come on, man. That's why they call the insurance company that.
If I was like, Ethan, you like to fuck girls, and I kept bringing it up, that's not progressive. That's
Here's my point, okay?
Yeah?
I did say that. And I blindly consider myself progressive. Ipso facto, that must be progressive.
Yeah.
Rebuttal?
I don't think I can change argue with someone who can't listen.
There you go.
I totally agree, James. great point.
The internet. Good roast. Anyway, Megatron's coming into the warehouse. He's like, hey, what are you guys keeping here? Is it like fuel and guns? He's just like, no, just fuel. He was like, okay, cool. Megatron then proceeds to slaughter Orion Pax and his girlfriend Ariel.
Well, that was quick. I thought we were going to talk about it more.
No, because this is just the 80s interlude, because the 80s interlude is stupid, where he's like a dumb teenager.
Okay.
This was not the end of them, however, because one of the original 13 primes, Alpha Trion,
okay,
who is very important throughout the entire thing. He's pretty much the one thing that remains consistent.
Okay.
Cool. Alpha Trion rebuilt Orion Pax and Ariel into Optimus Prime and Alita One.
That's cool.
Who in the 80s cartoons, Orion Pax, Optimus leaves Cybertron, and Alita One remains. She becomes the leader of the Autobots on Cybertron, and Optimus becomes the leader of the Autobots on Earth.
Okay, cool.
For the 80s continuity, but Alpha Trion, being a demigod, objectively, one of the original 13 primes, brought them both back to life after they were slaughtered by Megatron in their warehouse.
So Orion Pax became Optimus Prime.
Yes.
Or Ariel became Optimus Prime. Is it clear?
They both, but they became two things.
It's super clear. Alita 1 was Ariel.
Okay.
And Optimus Prime was Orion Pax.
I like the alternate canon where they're both trans, but...
Yeah, I thought they just took the best parts out of both and then made two really good robots. But
yeah, it's just like
when you first started, I thought you were saying both of them were made into Optimus Prime. I got very excited that he was non-binary. I know we're joking about gender a lot.
No, he's not.
Like, I got legitimately excited that he was just like this non-binary amalgamation.
I mean,
a boy and girl car.
Yeah, no. Optimus,
they all should be still non-binary. But anyways,
standard transmission.
They're cars. Yeah,
none of this weird automatic crap. I don't understand it. It scares me. Also, one of the cool things is, if you recall in the last episode, I mentioned that Alpha Trion was the hot pink Transformer wizard with the long beard.
Mm.
Apparently, when he was younger, he just had the sexiest Tom Selleck caterpillar. He just had this ridiculous fucking
mustache
yeah. that was just like dark brown that apparently aged at point, right?
I guess they age, right? Yeah,
they but like, why did his metal beard grow?
Well, the thing is, like, what's the point of aging? They have immortal souls.
I caught the mustache whenever I was like 14. By the time I was 20, full beard.
There you go. Yeah, caught the mustache.
Yeah.
The rest of the big dumb 80s cartoon occurs after this point. That is the explanation where Orion Pax turns into Optimus Prime because he was just a dumb teenager who trusted everybody because the schools didn't teach him about a war criminal who wasn't dead.
I think there's merit in that. But.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly.
My name is Mr. Burns.
Mr. Snrub.
Yeah.
Megatron is Snrub, basically. Yeah. And after the cartoon, what?
Okay, is that the Simpsons?
It's a Simpsons thing. Sorry, yeah.
This show has more Simpsons references than The Simpsons sometimes. Yeah.
Thank God. Somebody's got to do it. So, throughout the rest of the 80s cartoons, everything culminates between Optimus and Megatron in the 1984 Transformers the movie.
Okay. By George Orwell.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. By George Orwell. Where Megatron actually kills Optimus.
Mm.
Optimus dies in that film. He shoots him with a laser gun and also throws a pointy rock at him. And
So did he kill his body or his immortal soul?
He gives away the Matrix of Leadership to two other characters who we're barely going to touch on, so I won't bother. He gives away the Matrix of Leadership, and then his body dies, and then his immortal spark, which had not been canonized at that point in the 80s.
Okay.
We've retconned in, yes, Optimus's ghost returned to the Matrix.
Okay.
But at that time, he simply died. Oh, Megatron cool. was gravely wounded in the fight, and this is where we see the introduction of Unicron, because he uses his psychic powers to pull the damaged Megatron over to him, turn him into Galvatron, which also in turn makes him completely crazy.
I've never heard of Galvatron before.
Galvatron, we're not going to get into.
We just watched a thing about scientists with the last name Galvin.
Mm-hmm. So it was Galvin something.
Yeah, and he
it's
galvanized.
Where the word galvanized
Galvini.
Comes from.
Galvini, yeah. Galvin. He used to like make frogs' legs dance with electricity, yeah. and yeah. people
Check
didn't
out
know.
Salmonella Academy.
He's great. Yeah. He's much better than this.
So I'm wondering how like galvanize is going to come together with this.
It won't, because this is the end of the 80s shit that I'm going to talk about. Because the 80s canon proceeds after the movie.
Well, Galvadini doesn't exist anymore.
Because he's dead.
Either.
Idiot. Yeah. Huh. What do you think about that?
We found the missing link. Like that, Christians.
What? So,
you solved evolution, Jamie.
Yeah, you solved it.
Aren't you following?
did it. Unicron was introduced in the 80s film. He became very important in our last episode as the last surviving member of the previous universe and the eternal evil that exists throughout Transformers, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was introduced in the 80s movie and used his powers, the same powers he used to turn his asteroid prison into a transforming planet, he used to turn the damaged Megatron into Galvatron.
Okay.
And that's the end of that, because the 80s cartoon continued after the movie with all the new characters.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to get into that because it's way post-war and at this point barely canon.
Okay.
Because everybody was just like, man, the 80s, I mean, we were all doing like sand dunes of cocaine at that point. Like, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe this is fucking dumb.
Maybe we shouldn't have killed the main
character.
Yeah,
and they got to keep the episodes coming out so they got the right toys for the Cheerio boxes and all that stuff. And
the big thing with Transformers, right?
So the continuity that we're going to follow in this one is from.
And Star Wars.
What was that?
The big thing about Transformers and Star Wars is it's media made for kids to market toys.
Yeah.
Like, Star Wars, the reason Star Wars was worth so much money is because...
they made an action figure out of every single
and
extra.
And George Lucas retained all the rights to all the toys, and that's how he got so rich.
And, yeah, the game's Battlefront 2, good game. The old one, not the new one.
Oh, it was a good time for an interlude there, because that was the end of the 80s canon, because now we're going to move into some more modern stuff, mostly based around the book Transformers Exodus.
Cool.
Which kind of canonized...
like a novel.
It is a book, on paper, for nerds.
Because I wasn't sure if you meant comic, like a comic.
No, sorry, it is a novel, okay. Exactly.
It's prose.
Yeah. They further they added a lot of nuance to both Orion Pax and Megatron.
Okay.
Because those characters are retained, and this kind of shows the entire history of when these two decided or ended up becoming the people that they are now, and when they actually left Cybertron and ended up on Earth in the 80s cartoon.
Okay.
Why did they become cars?
Oh, we're going to get into that.
Okay, thank you.
Well, it's actually
been eating away.
Very sad why they become...
No, well,
why they transform?
I think both of you have it backwards, because our cars that we use today, they evolved to be the best thing to travel around on, right?
That's true.
Transformers need to travel on planets.
Oh.
So they just looked at the things that evolved around them and transformed into...
Just like regular evolution.
Yeah.
Like, when I want to learn to fly, I watch birds a lot.
Yep.
Which I would never do. I'm terrified of heights. If I want to learn how to swim in the ocean, I would
or breathe underwater,
which I would never do because I'm terrified of the ocean.
Exactly.
If you want to make Finding Nemo, you just gotta look at clownfish for a while. Then you're gonna make a
movie.
They
make me laugh. They're very
funny. They're so funny.
Yeah, they're very distracting.
Their little red nose and all their white makeup. Yeah.
Following the disappearance of the 13 clownfish.
Remember when you said you were going to keep us more on topic this episode?
Doing my best. following the disappearance of the 13 primes, which we discussed last week because they fell into chaos after Megatronus was deceived and killed Solus Prime with her own sword.
Mm-hmm.
So after the disappearance of the primes, a caste system was implemented on Cybertron. This is a very rigid social hierarchy, possibly stemming from the fact that the first non-prime Cybertronians were the 13 tribes of Cybertron.
Yeah.
And tribal systems tend to be caste-based, where you have, like, a chief, and then their wives and then all their children are better than everybody else kind of sort of thing.
Sure.
Right?
Depending on the tribe, but
depending
sure.
on the tribe, but like that's kind of that's kind of
the verb caste used in that way before.
A caste
no, it's
system.
Not, it's not a verb. It's a noun.
It's a noun. Okay. C-A-S-T-E. And yeah,
a
noun.
Oh, E. Okay, with the E at the end. Yeah. Okay,
caste.
I got you.
Yeah, it's like caster, but without the R. No hard R, please.
No hard R's.
Yeah.
On the lower voice.
No, yeah,
I mean
exactly.
The low voice.
Yeah, the low air voice. It's a very strict social system. The caste system was put in place mostly by a Transformer named Zeta Prime, which was a name he gave himself to show how big his dick it was. Because Zeta Prime is not actually a
He's
Prime.
He's not a Prime.
But they know about the Primes. He simply calls himself Zeta Prime, sometimes Sentinel Prime, which is more of a rank. Same guy.
Isn't there a Transformer called Sentinel?
Same guy.
Okay.
Sentinel Prime and Zeta Prime.
He answered your question before you said it. That was wild.
Yeah.
Sentinel. Yeah.
How'd he do that?
What was that? How'd he do that? How do you know what I'm thinking?
Get out of my head!
Zeta Prime and kind of the guys that he assumed were better than everybody else due to the caste system became the High Council.
Okay.
The caste system was absolute. And it was assigned to a Cybertronian the moment they were built and the moment that they had their spark inserted inside them.
It's just like real life.
Yeah. They were even taught to assume alternate forms based on their caste, which is why they transform.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the lower caste would transform into, like, Mop and Bucket.
Dude.
Yes. Or, yes.
This is like the Milgram experiment, though. This is like you put someone as an officer in a prison and you make people prisoners and you leave them there for a day and they will
Everybody
transform into their role.
Each other.
And these people who are nice people going in will beat the prisoners because they're now the guards. Yeah.
I'm familiar with the experiment. I've never heard of it referred to as the Milgram.
It's like the Stanford Prison experiment.
Oh, it's still, what is Milgram? I think I swapped them.
John Stuart Milgram.
It's fine. I wasn't sure if like Milgram was like an umbrella term which included the
No. Milgram was a guy. I didn't know either. I think Milgram might be the shocking guys to death thing. I often think of the
that one. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the shocking guys to death experiment.
Super quickly, you put an actor in a chair, you put a person on the other side of the glass.
With a button that does nothing.
Button does nothing. And you say, a person behind you with a little bit of authority says, please press the button to administer X shock. And it starts with a small shock. And they go, this is... And the person, actor, flails around. Then the next one, I'm not sure if it's Milgram. I want to look this up. But they just increase the shock. And all they say is like three phrases. Like, please continue, sir. It is imperative that we continue with the
experiment.
It's a fucked
up. It's a great video on YouTube. Yeah. It's fucking weird. Yeah.
It's just that authority figures can convince you to kill a man with just being
like,
a little bit above
like
you.
Modular increments. Like,
Yeah.
Most people will kill a person if you just say
rather than upsetting authority.
Yeah, like we was just following orders is for some reason kind of part of humanity.
I mean, in the army, it's like a legal defense, right? Like, you can commit war crimes, and as long as you say I was following orders, it's not your fault.
That was Milgram, by the way. It was
Milgram. Okay, anyway,
just like the Autobots, where they were shocking people to death.
Yeah. Well, Zeta Prime was electrocuting people.
Yeah, no, you put them into their caste system, and they listen to the person above them, no matter what.
This was absolutely the problem. Yes. So the caste system was established by Zeta Prime in the High Council, and then the Cybertronians were told transform into the thing for your job. So like, if you were in engineering and construction, you would turn into something like a crane.
If you were a navigator on the ocean, you'd transform into a sextant.
Exactly. And hopefully someone would transform into something that could use you, because it'd be very difficult from the floor of the deck.
Yeah. A sextant lying on the deck.
Yeah, just like, it's like where are we off to, Captain? He's like behind a coil of ropes. Yeah. Just like,
steady on.
More dogs. Yeah. Shovel on more dogs. that's it. The caste system is obviously not super great for sentient beings, as it has never really worked out in real life. It doesn't work out for the Cybertronians. After centuries of the caste system, you'd think a few people would start to get kind of sick of their lot in life, especially when it was so rigid and, ironically, considering these things have feelings in canon. Lore Boys canon, Transformers have feelings.
But we don't.
We are emotionless lore. We are emotionless lore dispensers.
Lore robots.
Yeah. Lore former.
Lore bots.
Lore bots. Well, that needs work.
Yeah.
Next episode.
We'll workshop it later in my office here.
Yeah. In Ethan's office. Yeah. You want to get that mattress out of there, Jamie? It's really fucking blocking Ethan's desk.
Jamie, we can play with the Legos later. You know, just to jump in here. I think it's really interesting because so much fiction, especially when it involves like an entire world, it's like this is an entire planet, entire world, which is like one society, right?
Yes.
Like this one caste society. So like...
It is the entire planet.
On Earth, like, when we would have systems that would have, like, caste systems, so many, like, oppressive regimes have been broken by somebody goes to another land, sees how they do it there, then comes back and says, like, well, it's bullshit. They do it like that over there. So it's so interesting to think, like, maybe they wouldn't break out of this caste system if, you know, the Milgram. Maybe the whole planet is just, like, one big Milgram experiment where, like, everybody is, like, nobody has that outside voice saying, like, don't shock the guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But eventually we did get that guy.
Okay.
And weirdly enough, he might not be the guy that you thought it would be.
Megatron.
Because it was Megatron, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what gave it away? When you said it was the guy that I wouldn't think it would be.
Yeah.
That was the one guy I didn't think it would be.
The bad guy.
The leader of the Negabots.
Yeah. Was it Stark?
No, the Negative Bots.
Negative Bots. Yeah. Negative Bots, counter to the Megabots. Was it Starscream? Was it...
Yeah, no, it was Megatron.
Can you do a Starscream voice?
Megatron!
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Other podcasts I listen to do Starscream
impressions. He's pretty screechy.
Okay. Yeah, they're very... It's hard to listen to.
Yeah, Scream is his surname.
Well, I'm glad we let our listeners listen to it now. It's hard to listen to. I hate it when podcasts do that. Ugh.
So an even more fucked up thing is the lowest Cybertronians in the caste system don't even have names. So it was now
you're
that
just
when
mop bucket. That's all you are.
Not even that good. No nouns.
Nothing.
No nouns. You want to waste letters on a laborer?
Precious letters.
Okay, so
those are finite. There's only 26.
So they don't. Well, exactly. There's only 26 letters in the alphabet, and on Cybertron they had to mine them. Yeah. Precious letters.
Yeah. They're all machines too. They only have hard drives so big to keep all this memory stored.
Well, it was the 80s. Like even Optimus is like what, like 124 megs?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, come on,
Matt.
Yeah,
Matt.
He could only make 8 sounds at a time.
Yeah.
A Cybertronian who was designated at birth as D16 would rise up in the region of Kaon.
That's my bench number at work.
D16?
Like, yeah.
Weird coincidence.
It's like, are you going to overthrow the government? Because get to it.
Yeah.
He became a champion of the illegal gladiators because there was a death match.
It was an underground fight club.
There was an underground death match gladiatorial arena.
First rule of illegal gladiators is you don't talk about
First rule about Kaon is you don't talk about Kaon.
Yeah.
Kaon is the southern hemisphere of Cybertron.
Okay. Mm,
yeah.
Down the entire southern hemisphere.
And then he kind of got to a point where he wanted to give himself a name, and he chose a name from their demigod pantheon and called himself Megatronus.
Oh. Okay.
One of the original 13 primes.
This is the southern hemisphere?
Yeah.
Dude, our Australian listeners, you guys are Megatrons.
Yeah. And so right now it's summer in Kaon.
They call it Kaon on Cybertron. We call it the bowl here on Earth.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Megatronus was, like a lot of people who you might trust at first and follow to the end by accident, very intelligent and very charismatic.
Okay, yeah.
And that
he was a bard.
That is the most dangerous quality for anybody with any kind of ambition is charisma.
Yeah.
Because we have none, thankfully.
I mean, look at every politician ever.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it, right?
It's all charisma.
And if you use it for the right reasons, I think it's fine.
Yeah, well...
There's people who do it good.
Like us. Here, right now.
On the Lore Boys podcast.
Using our charisma for good.
Yes.
Yeah, it's exactly...
Only to transfer lessons to the rest of you.
To sex people's ears over the internet.
I sure do love that.
that's our
ear
goal.
Sex.
Yeah, the ear sex.
And also just go send money to our Patreon. Charisma for
me. I mean, we don't have one, but
it takes a lot of charisma to send money to our Patreon.
Yeah, come on, man.
Can somebody, like, set up a Patreon for us send money to it?
We need to set one up in case there's, like, a rich fellow who just loves us.
Because he's charismatic, just like me, the cute one. Megatron managed to, obviously, amass himself of like-minded Cybertronians who were just like, hey, this rigid form of oppression that everybody seems to be cool with is kind of shitty.
Kind of shitty when you think about
like,
it.
Yeah, like, I'm tired of transforming into a mop and a bucket.
I want to transform into a shovel and pickaxe.
No, at the very least, I want to be a rake, damn it.
Good thing.
I only have to work 2 months a year.
Yeah. It's really a good thing.
And the
thing
rest of it's just paid days off.
It's a really good thing that our society's not like that at all.
No, yeah, it is good.
Yeah,
it is,
yeah,
that anybody can do anything that what? They truly set their mind to.
Whenever they want.
Whenever they want, really.
So, Megatronus was like, hey man, self-determination is the right of all sentient beings. Which is a
objectively true.
A fair starting point, yeah. Right? If we know anything, this doesn't turn out great, but at the center of every bad idea...
Is a bad person.
Is well, there's that, but also probably, like, maybe yeah. not everything...
If you've ever had a bad thought, you're a bad person.
Exactly. Yeah. If you've ever thought anything bad... if you've ever left a review for the Lore Boys that is lower than 4.5...
Lower than 5, let's be real.
Yeah, lower than 5, yeah, exactly.
If you ever thought about leaving a review for the Lore Boys less than 5, you're a bad person.
Yeah, come on.
iTunes.com.
Come on.
Please leave us reviews.
Yeah, Pornhubcaps.com as well.
Pornhubcaps.com.
Yeah, if you've ever thought about fucking a car woman, I mean woman, then...
A woman car.
Out of marriage, I mean, that's bad.
That is also bad.
Yeah. Not car.
Megatronus, no though... Cars. There's, like, revolutions need a little bit of cash money, a little bit of, little Skrilla, a couple
true.
Of dead presidents, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
Megatronus.
All raiders need loot.
Remained a gladiator for some time, and his name was eventually shortened to Megatron by the crowds.
Whoa, Megatron, I didn't even make that connection.
Because it's easier to, because the reason it got shortened to Megatron is because it's easier to chant.
Megatron. Megatron. Yeah.
What was it before?
Megatronus.
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 Well, I guess
Megatronus.
Yeah, you know what? Megatronus. James
cha,
Miller.
Cha. Megatronus.
Chuck.
That's fair.
Screw the world. Yeah.
People just don't know how to chant. On.
I was
going to
say.
Yeah, like.
I was
going
to sound like Jamie, the 14th prime creativity. Chants.
They need a cheerleader.
They can make music with more than 3 syllables.
Yes. Yeah.
Their cast system didn't have cheerleaders because everyone was just so depressed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nobody was happy enough in the lower cast. Yeah,
well, no, cheerleaders is 4 syllables. No, it isn't.
What?
Cheerleaders. Cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders.
Yeah.
It's a CH ear leader.
The end of this. Elsewhere, however. In the capital of Cybertron, Iacon City. You can breathe now.
So, yeah, it'll break a lot of jokes. And we're all holding our laughs.
Gotta pee, man. You know, it just happens. Yeah. I have the lowest constitution of all the hosts. I am incontinent.
You got a little baby bladder.
Little baby. It's like a walnut.
No, it's very cute. It's like a little walnut.
I know.
I stretched mine out from a young age just to get ready.
There you go. Elsewhere, the capital city of Cybertron is known as Iacon City. There was a young data clerk in the data cast named, once again,
Optimus Prime.
Orion
Paxton.
Yeah.
Paxton.
Bill
Paxton. Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Orion's Belt Pax East.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So for the record, if you've got this far in the episode, I will be referring to Orion Pax as Bill Paxton for the rest of the episode.
Oh, that's going to confuse me.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, good. Yeah.
He was in the movie Alien.
Yeah.
Oh, with Sigourney Weaver.
With Sigourney Weaver,
yes.
Yeah.
Aliens.
It's game over, man. He's the guy who said that.
Yeah, he's the second one.
I only learned who Sigourney Weaver was through this podcast.
Oh,
what?
The Alien episode, I think.
Yeah. Premier Battle Mom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I had a crush on her as a kid.
Anyway, you guys... Elsewhere, Iacon City, a data clerk named Orion Pax, mm-hmm. also...
Brian Paxton.
Bill Paxton. Fuck it up immediately.
Okay. Let's get through a second.
He's also pretty fed up with this whole oppression thing. He's like, he's got a better cast than D16/Megatron does, mm-hmm. but arguably, this is one of those like desk job... forever and Transformers don't age sort of things.
Yeah.
Right? So he's a little disillusioned. He's working for this old man that no one really knows that named Alpha Trion. Like, really kind of weird.
We know him. He's one of the prime.
He's the through line of the whole series.
He absolutely is.
Yeah.
He's just like, hey boss, yeah, your name's Alpha Trion. There's like one page ripped out of every history book. That's odd.
It's
always the first one.
It's so
and he's
strange.
And he's just like They came like that. I took over from my other boss. What was his name? What was his name?
What is the number before alpha?
Yeah.
Or the letter before alpha.
Don't you worry about it. It's like, there's all these pictures of this guy that look a lot like you, but he's got a way sexier mustache.
Yeah. You've got this, like, pretty sexy beard going on.
You got, like, a good Confucius whisker thing going on.
But this guy's got, like, a real Tom Selleck caterpillar,
yeah,
you know what
I'd
mean?
Sit on that if somebody asked me to.
Yeah. No, you clearly established it wasn't you, boss, so I feel comfortable telling you this. Yeah. I'm gonna fuck this man.
Yeah. I'm gonna find him. And I'm going to fuck him.
I'm going to fuck
him. So Alpha Trion, hearing this, realizes that he needs to send Orion Pax out on his own mission to get his horny dumbass out of the library.
You go get something for me from the store, please.
Yeah. Alpha Trion, for the uninformed, is one of the original 13 Primes.
Yes. That was last week on the Lore Boys.
Last week on the Lore Boys podcast, which is this podcast.
I did look him up because you mentioned his sexy beard.
He's awesome looking,
eh? And he's got Optimus Prime's colors, the blue and red.
Yeah. That was pink and red. He's like pink and blue, yeah.
That's something that was interesting to me that you said it was a Japanese cartoon, but the main character, the big hero, is like red, white, and blue, like Merca kind of thing.
It's not a Japanese cartoon. It's an American cartoon that uses that
Japanese
co-opted Japanese.
Yeah. The original action figure for Optimus Battle Convoy is black and white.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Like a skunk.
Yes.
Or a badger.
Which is the badger, the national animal of Japan.
Yeah. Or a person.
Well, it's on their flag.
It's also
it's
a person.
Right there by the red dot.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Alpha Trion, because obviously he's like a demigod, catches wind of a young and charismatic revolutionary calling himself Megatron, named after his dead super evil brother Megatronus, if we recall.
Mm-hmm,
And drop orders Orion to go check up on him and eavesdrop on one of his speeches, so they can catalog it under scary low class revolutionary in their in the Iacon library in their Dewey Decimal System. Decibel system.
The Dewey Decibel system. Yeah.
Yeah. Dewey
very
decimals.
Loud. Yeah. Yeah. Very loud. Yeah.
I love the Dewey Decimal.
My
it's
tongue,
better than the A to Z's.
Yeah. My tongue fell out of my mouth in that sentence. But he was just like, hey, catching wind of a little bit of, a little bit of civil unrest among the poor people.
Yeah, I heard something about an uprising going down.
I would like you.
Soon.
I would like you there, guy with white collar job, if you could go spy on these poor people. That would be cool, especially from, like, a library standpoint.
Yeah.
It's like, aren't these books free? Yeah, but...
Somebody's got to pay for them.
Somebody's got to pay for them.
Somebody's got to pay for these books. I don't want it to be you. You better go spy on these poor people.
You want higher taxes?
Because, here's the secret. It's the poor people that pay for them.
Yeah.
Libraries are cool nowadays in our real life that we can just go there and not spend money and read books. There's not a lot of places like that anymore.
My university, I have access to it for the rest of my life.
Oh.
What? Yeah. Bishop's cuts out in 5 years.
No.
Bullshit.
Rest of my life. Assuming I graduate.
Alpha Trion.
Well, big assumption.
I'm like 6 months.
I'm really busy getting drunk on a podcast about robots who don't fuck, so come on.
Go out and support your local library.
Everyone. Please. Alpha Trion, being a demigod, did have much better intentions when he sent Orion on this spy mission to eavesdrop on Megatronus.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was, of course, he was like the scribe of the 13 Primes. He can perceive the past, present, and future, which is two remarkable things, because we can all perceive the present.
We can all perceive the past, too, though.
Oh, that's true. It's one
through
cool
memories.
Thing. Yeah.
It's
an
unreliable medium.
It is very unreliable, yeah.
Very unreliable. Very
well, maybe he's very just, I guess Alpha Trion's just a fucking fraud. He's just like, yo, I've got the power of knowing where I am, remembering where I've been, and then, I can kind of see the future.
I can kind of guess where I'm going.
Yeah, dude. Like, I guess, like, he's,
speaking of memories,
he's like, GPS, he's got, like, the first GPS or whatever. Yeah.
I'm thinking back, and we were talking about supporting local libraries. Actually, everybody, no matter where you are, if you have books that aren't the libraries, but just return them to the library and write Lore Boys inside them.
Whoa.
And just put them in the return slot.
There's a viral.
That's some guerrilla marketing right there.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have so many librarian listeners. Hey, you guys, how's that feel?
Whoa. How about we just keep our voices down for the rest of the episode here? Oh, you like that?
Alpha Trion being able to see the future. Alpha Trion, being able to maybe not see the future but perceive the future, knew that both Megatron and Orion would be important in some way, mm-hmm. so he knew that they needed to meet. Orion, however, thinks Megatron's ideas of freedom and self-actualization are actually pretty fucking cool.
Well, they are pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Because Megatron didn't start off in a bad place. He was just like, what if we weren't born poor and stayed poor?
I wish.
Ooh, what if?
Yeah. What if? Ooh. Orion and Megatron agreed that Cybertron needed a new government. Megatron wanted to do it the old-fashioned way, through confrontation. But Orion wanted to inspire his fellow Cybertronians and have the change come within.
That's like the best a pussy. Way to do it. That's the best way to do it. You can't change people. You can influence people.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, you're swapping one despot for another, right?
That's basically it. Mm-hmm. So some of Megatron's more famous followers were Soundwave, the Spymaster. That was the guy who turned into the cassette player.
Yeah.
Or the satellite and the drone in the more recent ones. And Shockwave, the amoral scientist. Shockwave has and basically always has transformed also into a gun, but a stupid-looking purple gun instead of a stupid-looking gray gun.
Gray gun.
Nice.
Okay, very good.
As the movement grew, some of Megatron's followers grew a little bit more violent, carrying out multiple bombings around Cybertron. So they're getting real IRA in this bitch. Megatron mostly disavowed these acts of terrorism. But it was much more of a "I'd rather they didn't" sort of thing.
It's like it's a boss who has employees that are willing to do unpaid overtime. Like, hey, don't do that. No, like if the government asks me, you shouldn't do that. Yeah. But fucking don't do me for free.
Yeah, he was just like, hey guys, I don't want any of you doing unpaid terrorism. Yeah, because that would just be fucked up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I'm off and won't look at what you're doing. That's now.
It. And so, nobody who doesn't do it is getting promoted. So.
Yeah, when confronted, Megatron simply basically summarized it as, what am I going to do? Travel through time and change the past? Megatron would later develop time travel technology, go back in time, and attempt to change the past during the Beast Wars.
Oh, cool. Yeah. But to make it, worse?
To make it better for him. So, we're not going to get too much. We're not going to get too much in the Beast Wars now because this is a longer episode already.
Yeah.
Beast Wars takes place between the prologue of the 80s cartoon and the present, where the 80s cartoon took place in the 80s.
Beast Wars!
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because Megatron the T-Rex took the name Megatron himself as well, because there's only ever been one, and it's just kind of one evil guy recycles the title at this point. He took this Megatron's technology to travel into the past to kill Optimus Prime while still in a coma after crashing on Earth before the 80s cartoon. Does happen.
Okay.
Wow. Yes.
So it's like, it's not always like, it's always the same Megatron's spark? Immortal spark?
No, Megatron is actually one of the few characters who never gets reincarnated. Megatron is more, is just a condensed title. D16 took Megatronus, the crowd called him Megatron, who was the gun, then T-Rex Megatron, who was originally called Nasher, became Megatron when he took control of the Predacons.
Ethan, you make really good gnashing noises. I've heard them before. You're not going to do them? No, you're not no Nash and Monkey over here.
I am no Nash.
So anyway, despite the time travel technology, in the hope of averting all-out war, Alpha Trion pulled some of his political strings as the last surviving demigod, who was just like, hey guys, I understand you have this rigid caste structure, but I'm immortal, and from the beginning of time, I'd like you to speak to two of my friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm on board.
Yeah. So,
immortal, and from the beginning of time. Yeah. I'll at least listen to what you have to say.
So Alpha Trion pulls a couple of strings. Megatron and Orion Pax get an audience with the High Council, who we will not get into. There's five of them we're not going to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah, one is important for our story.
You know what, Peter? In one ear, out the other. I've already forgot about
Perfect.
It.
High Council, you remember that?
What council?
Perfect. Jamie.
I don't know. I've forgotten the whole episode now.
Excellent. Even better.
I forgot too much? I've got to go back. I need some sort of transforming robot to go back in time and instill my memories back in me.
Anyway, That is, so they get an audience with the High Council. One of the Council's bodyguards, Starscream!
Yes.
Leaves and takes control of what is called the Trypticon Station to keep it safe, in evil, sarcastic air quotes.
Okay.
Okay. Keep that in mind. They both make their cases. Megatron accepts the term his followers have coined Decepticon. They started calling themselves that.
Okay.
And he was just like, well, I didn't have a name. Then I chose Megatronus, and everybody changed that. And now that they call themselves Decepticons, I guess that's fucking good enough. Because I don't really have any real opinions.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Apparently.
Also, like, Decepticons, like...
Maybe it'll just keep shortening, though. Maybe it'll keep
such a negative connotation.
Maybe it'll keep shortening. It'll go Megatronus, Megatron, Megata, Mega, and then just me. And me. Wait, I'm the bad guy all along.
Whoa.
Very introspective. I like that.
Yeah. You're the bad guy all along? Yeah.
And then
might be.
And then after a quick rebranding, after a quick rebranding, they're the negative bots.
Yeah. Well, because after me, he just shortened it to nothing.
And zero and below zero.
He thought it was.
It becomes a negabot.
Well, he thought he didn't have any name, and then, yeah, and then he went below zero.
The negative bots versus the.
He couldn't remember what his name was, so he just gave them a new name, which was the negative bots.
Yeah. So Orion makes a case against the caste system as well. But he talks about the broader right to freedom that he feels every autonomous robot deserves and shortens it to the ancient term, Autobot.
Okay, autonomous robot.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha, it's gotcha, their gotcha. Term basically for human
yeah.
is autonomous robot.
It's cards in disguise.
Robots in cars in disguise.
Yeah, okay,
robots in disguise as cars in disguise.
There have been a couple of instances in the 80s cartoon, which is so fucking stupid, where like someone turns into a plane and a different robot gets inside of them and flies them. Like, what?
Why?
Why? Makes sense.
The High Council member, Halogen, finally speaks last throughout the entire thing. And like all super powerful, rich, birthright bureaucrats, he was in no way completely and tragically out of touch with everything happening around him.
Yeah, no. Nobody I know would be like that.
He then chose Orion Pax.
Why'd you look at me?
Yeah.
Huh? No, what? Nothing? Yeah. Huh? What?
Halogen then chose Orion Pax. What the fuck is you talking about? Halogen chose Orion Pax.
Sorry.
No, don't worry about it. He chose Orion Pax because he was just like, I understand this guy started the idea, like, not being slaves, and then this guy was, like, kind of nicer about it, so I suppose Hero King of everyone is the friendly one who stole everybody else's ideas. So he renames Orion Pax Optimus Prime, the new leader of all Cybertron. So he's like, you're right. Maybe we shouldn't have a caste system. Maybe we should just have a god. And you know what? It's gonna be that guy.
Just like spins a bottle.
Yeah.
Come on, Papa needs a brand new bag.
What would be your first like action as a god?
So
as like a god in title or as like an actual omnipotent being?
Well, let's say they're the same.
They're not, so you're saying an actual omnipotent being?
Well, they have the title, don't they?
It would be to go back in time and restore the rest of this episode to your memory.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's very good. he gives a newly named Optimus Prime the quest to seek out the Matrix of Leadership, which we talked about last episode. Yeah. Or at least the condensed version of it, which was one of the ancient Prime relics, and tells Megatron to take a flying fucking leap. Megatron, after hearing that Orion Pax had been elevated to the rank of Prime, immediately and understandably smokes the fuck out of Halogen. He kills him inside the High Council chamber.
Just like there.
Like the ignorant bitch.
Turns into gun and shoots him.
That he is.
Okay.
So the way Megatron transforms is he does turn into gun, but the scope of the gun turns into an arm cannon. And from what I saw in the comic book art, he uses his arm cannon to just blow him up.
Okay. Sorry, is this all from the book still?
Yeah, so there's imagery in the comics, but this is still from Transformers
Exodus,
the novel.
Exodus, the novel.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, we all kind of knew, like, sure, he started in a good place, but was probably a bad person this entire time, considering he wanted violence to use violence to solve all his problems.
Mm-hmm.
He immediately turns on the newly named Optimus Prime, thinking that this was a conspiracy orchestrated by Orion Pax the entire time to reach the rank of Prime.
Which, like, isn't, like, from Megatron's perspective, I don't think that's outside the realm of reason, right?
No, of course
not. Like, you have this grassroots, revolution that you're starting, and this nerd shows up one day and is like, hey, I want to help out with the revolution. I know this cool guy.
My boss, the demigod, sent me here to just, like, learn a thing or two. Am I right, fellow revolutionaries?
And then one day he shows up, he's like, oh, I got us a meeting with the High Council via my boss, the demigod. Let's go talk to them. And then they're like, oh, well, we don't like your unseemly friend, but we totally agree with your little a revolution. we're gonna take the nerd, we're gonna make him basically a god and in charge of everybody, including the unseemly friend who had the original idea.
Yeah.
And you, the unseemly friend, you're gonna answer to this guy just like you did during the caste system.
Like, if this entire episode leaves us all with a little bit of empathy for Megatron, that's fine, because I ended up with a lot of empathy for Megatron while doing the research, where I was just like, this guy just got screwed forever.
It sounds like
And then, like, now we call him a murderer because history is written by the fucking victors. Yeah. But, well, like, come on.
We're talking about this series 30 years later. Like, hopefully the villain is believable, right? Like,
Yeah. But it's kind of, well, this book was written in, like, 2004, 2005. Okay. And, like, my friend who I wanted to have on at some point when I do Halo read it and told me a lot of this, which is why I specifically sought out the lore from Transformers Exodus.
Cool.
Yeah. He gives Optimus, like, whatever, fucking Halogen gave him that thing. So they decide, however, not to fight in the chamber of the High Council. Two of the remaining council members come with Optimus. Two of the remaining council members go with Megatron. So they divide up, and they go. The planet is then promptly consumed by war. The war is brutal and one-sided. The Autobots manage to retain control of the capital city of Iacon, as well as another city called Kallus.
Okay.
However, the rest of the planet is under the control of the Decepticons and Megatron. Exactly. Okay. Some Autobot special teams managed to hold their own out in the world. One team called the Wreckers was actually led by a guy named Ultra Magnus, who wielded the Prime Warhammer, the Forge of Solus Prime.
Oh, cool.
Who was the lady...
he's wielding the Forge?
Wielded or weld?
Wielded. Yeah. Weld.
Yeah. Well, they're robots.
So, her blacksmithing hammer is known as the Forge of Solus Prime.
Okay.
That she made all the other relics with. Okay. And he has the hammer now.
Okay, cool.
Because she had obviously murdered...
It's a weird thing to name the hammer as a blacksmith.
I know, it's super weird. She was murdered hundreds of thousands of years ago by Megatronus.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra Magnus has it now, and him and his team of Wreckers managed to survive kind of out in the Cybertronian wasteland.
Okay.
Okay.
They're pockets of resistance.
Oh, yeah, here and there. However, sorry, excuse me, I lost track there.
Just keep going.
Some battlefields, like the city known as Praxis, were so thoroughly devastated that the dead could never be counted, and no one will ever know who won.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact about real life, actually. Sorry, this just made me think of it. In ancient Egypt...
Yeah.
They made pyramids.
They did make pyramids. Good enough. They also made something called the Sphinx.
Oh, without a nose, though. But people think it fell off. It was never there.
It was never there.
Yeah.
The historians of ancient Egypt never recorded defeats. They would only record military victories. And how modern day historians can tell when defeats actually happened was they noticed the victories getting closer and closer to the capital city.
Oh.
So they'd be like, oh, you have a victory, like, you know, 100 miles out, then a victory 75 miles out, then a victory 50 miles out, then a victory 20 miles out, and it's like, that's how you know there was defeats.
How odd that they've been retreating after every victory.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did it. Pack it in, boys. Yeah. That was the motto of the Egyptian Empire.
Yeah.
Pack it in, boys.
There we did it. Yeah. Pack it in, boys.
Which was like a weird sideways guy holding a backpack and high-fiving his buddy.
Keep
they both fucked someone in between.
It was keep an eye on that Jewish guy with the stone tablets.
Yeah. Like, I don't trust him. He can read. I don't like that. But yeah, like, this is where the mythology gets, like, remarkably brutal. Like, they have uncountable dead that are so disfigured that the Decepticons and the Autobots can't even tell who won.
Yeah, just a sea of years and cogs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To bring it back to the original creation myth.
Or what they are. Like, that's what it would look like. Yeah. Like, if you separate them enough to be dead, they have to look like a bunch of gears and cogs.
That's it, right? Yeah. It was, like, to use our own perspective, it was just a field of meat.
Yeah.
That was it. And the fight ended because everyone just kind of gave up around it.
Yeah.
And they were just like, you know, I'm not, like, I think it's ankle deep at this point, and frankly, I'm uncomfortable with it. I understand that I'm like a robot genocide.
I'm standing in my best friend. Do you mind if we just, like, pause?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we just take a break from the battle?
I just want a sip of water.
Yeah.
The Autobots then decide to take the life-giving Allspark, which we had mentioned, and they just blasted it into space. They were like, good luck, God. Yeah, they were just like, good luck, God. I hope Megatron never finds it, but we don't know what the fuck to do. Yeah. So they just launched it out. And this will come back in, like, shortly, because we're kind of in the twilight of Cybertronian history at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They just launched it out into space. So it was like, well, Megatron can't get it, and we can't protect it, so... fucking get rid of it. Like, that's it.
It's a solution.
Yeah, it's just...
It's not a solution. Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody have a clean Tupperware? No? Yeah. To space, then.
Like, what would happen if your fucking Allspark touched your mom's Sketty sauce?
Yeah. You don't stink up your fridge.
Okay? Ew. Yeah.
I put it in the fridge, but I don't want to stink everything up. You know?
They just gave it like a nice, like, friendly football slap on the butt. They're like, good luck, God.
Yeah.
Get out of here. The supercomputer that was at the center of the center of Iacon. So Iacon City had its own supercomputer, despite the fact that Vector Sigma, the supercomputer of the planet, was the core.
Mm-hmm.
Had like a remote server.
Its own thing.
Called Teletran 1 at the center of Iacon.
Okay.
It decided to...
Handles day-to-day stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. It decided to reactivate the Cybertronian Guardian known as Omega Supreme. Omega...
What a fucking name, eh?
Omega Supreme was actually an entire city.
Okay.
That could transform from city to robot to spaceship.
Okay, cool.
During its transformation process, Megatron was almost killed because the land below him erupted into, like, rotating gears and shifting metal. However... Megatron and the Decepticons still managed to defeat an entire walking city.
Okay. I guess they got him in his boot phase, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When you're spamming F12 in the BIOS menu, like,
fuck!
Optimus? I was just thinking, is any Transformer ever transformed wrong? And, like, just fuck them up and, like,
me. So I watched some of the fight scenes from the new Bumblebee movie.
Yeah.
Bumblebee Tuna. And that's how one of the bad guys dies. He transforms while he's wrapped in the chain, and a bunch of the chains get, like, stuck inside of him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Really good idea.
Yeah, that's good.
Good job, Travis Knight.
They spent a lot of coming
up with that just now. Completely original idea.
Yeah, James Miller, cool. Who directed Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Great to have you on the show,
I got the radio idea from the radio.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Yeah, I never would have thought of that.
Very good, very good.
Optimus, watching an entire transforming city get defeated by his old friend, was just like, okay, I'm calling it. Everybody's got to leave.
Yeah,
or just gonna evacuate the planet.
Let's go with God.
Yeah.
Let's go with God, huh?
You know what? Hey, I got this crazy idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we leave?
That's it.
He was just like,
what about the wreckers?
Yeah, exactly. Ultra Magnus is going to be fucking fine, okay?
Yeah.
He's got a god hammer.
Yeah.
It's like, let's not worry about Ultra Magnus. Optimus orders the evacuation of the planet, but doesn't leave with them. However, if you remember the Trypticon station that I mentioned earlier, turns out the Trypticon station is also a transforming weapon.
Naturally.
And that Starscream sat his dumb ass on top of. Transformed the Trypticon station into a gigantic dinosaur and destroyed all of the civilian ships leaving Cybertron.
Just saying, tryptophan is a chemical that makes people trip balls. Trypticon station turning into a giant
genocidal dinosaur.
Yeah. There might be some correlation.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys seeing this, dude?
Yeah.
Is that Trypticon or is that tryptophan?
Whoa. Yeah. What'd you put in my drink, bro? Don't worry about it, Starscream. Let's kill all these civilians.
Yes. Well, there's a gnashing fucking T-Rex in front of you.
So the Trypticon station is also city-sized, for the record. And it destroys all of the... civilian ships evacuating from Cybertron. Alpha Trion, realizing that he kind of made a bunch of mistakes up till this point, he grows more and more weary to see the planet that he has kind of taken care of for untold millennia just, like, fall into absolute chaos. He develops the final evacuation plan. He builds the largest spaceship that anyone has ever seen, called the Ark.
Okay.
Which is the Autobot ship, and they evacuate the planet.
Autobot recovery container.
Container doesn't have a K in it, but sure.
Yeah.
I was thinking arc with this.
Sorry. Why did we? I assumed it was a K too.
Yeah.
It would be a K. Noah's arc was a K.
Yeah, exactly. And Autobot arc also a K.
Well, not Noah's arc of his story. That was
no. Yeah. That
two of every robot.
Yeah.
We've got two Mazdas.
Yeah.
Two Kias.
Mazda two Thix, and right? Mazda Thix.
Couple of Mazda Thix. Yeah.
Two mop and buckets.
Yeah. Two mop and buckets.
Two shovel and pickaxes.
Two TI-86 calculators. Yeah. Despite the insistence, however, after developing the ARC program, Optimus was like, okay, Alpha Trion, you did it. You saved us. You coming? He's just like, nope, I really don't think I will. Alpha Trion refused to leave and finally admitted that his time has come.
Okay.
He's a demigod. He's been alive for millennia. It was over. He was like, Optimus, you know what?
Millions of years now.
Possibly.
Because the Quintessons left for 12 million and came back.
14, 15 million years. Yeah, exactly. This is all taking place 4 million years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not important.
Before the dawn of man.
There you go. Exactly.
A large margin.
When was the dawn of man?
200,000.
Yeah, something like that. Like, humanity?
Are we only 200,000 in?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
We're doing good, guys.
The species. Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah,
we did it.
We made up... Like, we're doing great. We made up fake robots with more history.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a triumph.
Yeah.
200,000 out, though, that's not a good look.
Like, see a fucking turtle do that.
Yeah. Fuck you, turtle.
Fuck you, turtles.
So turtles. Alpha Trion decides, he's just like, you know what? It's been 14 million years. I think I'm ready to die. Because clearly my powers of premonition and memory didn't help at this
point. Starting to go on me.
Yeah. The Ark leaves. Megatron orders Trypticon to transform into a spaceship known as the Nemesis.
Okay.
And he gives chase against, with the Ark. He leaves Shockwave, who we talked about earlier, behind to be dictator of a dying world. And the two ships approach what is known as a space bridge, which was an abandoned.
It's a mass relay.
Teleportation platform. At this point, no one knew how to use a space bridge. However, on the approach of possibly the Ark being built by Alpha Trion, possibly the Trypticon station that turned into the Nemesis, because it was ancient technology as well.
Yeah.
The station simply
activated.
Exactly.
It knew what was coming.
It knew what was coming.
I've known this touch before.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it wasn't this bridge's first Trypticon rodeo, and it knew that it had to send them somewhere. The space bridge activated and simply sucked in both ships, teleporting them to Earth 4 million years ago. Their positioning was pretty shitty, and they simply crashed into a mountain.
Well.
And that is the beginning of the 80s cartoon and the end of this episode of the Lore Boys.
So the 80s cartoon takes place on Earth, but like way before humans?
So the beginning of the cartoon is 4 million years ago.
Okay.
Because
that was prologue episode.
Yeah, the Ark and the Nemesis crash into Earth 4 million years ago, which knocks everybody out. But during a volcanic eruption, it kind of shakes everybody awake. They're just like, ooh, get up, sleepyhead. And
there's
then
lava coming.
And they send out, because they can already transform, as we established, this is part of their caste system, they send out probes, everybody gets a relevant vehicle form.
Yeah.
And there you have it, you have a shitty cartoon in the 80s.
Cool.
I'll be looking forward to see how the Transformers do in the next election, and how things will go forward with the Transformers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
2020. Yeah. Optimus Prime 2020.
That's it. Yeah, it's like, or if you live in one of the weird states, Megatron, because he makes like good points, but the way he achieves things is kind of
bad.
Fucked up.
It's bad, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
all of those...
we won't say which is which now.
Yeah, all of those loud words that I said had, again, sarcastic evil air quotes around them. That's Transformers.
That's cool.
I hope it was clear. Like,
so Megatron came to Earth, not on the Ark, but like after, just like following it?
On the Trypticon station. On the Nemesis.
Oh, I thought you said... okay, yeah, sorry.
The Ark and the Nemesis went through the bridge.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I missed the end there.
Sorry.
Or I misunderstood the end. I thought it was the old guy. Even after saying he wasn't going to doubt... wasn't going to come. I thought you said that he activated the Trypticon station.
What do you think? He was just like, psych! And like took off his Groucho Marx glasses.
Yeah.
Like he had the mustache on top of the mustache. He's like, whoa, I couldn't recognize you with glasses.
That's it.
Robot with a mustache.
It's like he didn't want to get on the Ark, but then he like rolls up in his dinosaur spaceship and just like, what's up, bitches? Yeah.
I love the idea of a fake mustache over a mustache.
Like it doesn't even fit. Yeah. Anyway, Jamie, if I wanted to find you wearing a fake mustache over your mustache, where would I do that?
Come on by to James T-H-E, The Miller on Facebook, and that's probably the best place to find me. If you add me there, or the Lore Boys on Facebook. Like, Lore Boys on Facebook, we got our Tom Jensens, who are from Australia. We got a few people who are there. Come follow us on Facebook, because anytime I'm doing something live, that's where I'm putting it. So, The Lore Boys on Facebook, check it out. And Ethan, where can I find you?
Hi, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter. You can follow at Lore Boys on Twitter as well. We're trying to be better people for you, the listeners, whom we love and we want to kiss, but not if you don't want to kiss. We only want
to
kiss.
We want to ask to kiss.
We want to ask to kiss.
If you say no, we'll kiss each other.
We'll kiss each other for you. And if you also say no.
And if I say no, these two will kiss me anyway.
But he secretly likes it, I think.
We believe in consent.
And Peter.
I'm at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. And I do all the artwork for theloreboys.com or loreboys.com or pornhubcaps.com.
Pornhubcaps.com.
It's a real site that we own.
Yeah, we bought that.
We bought that a couple weeks ago. It all redirects. Feel free to use it at work.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Pornhubcaps.com.
And then for me, I definitely the best way to find the rest of our shit is through the About Us page or the contact section on
MySpace.com.
On our MySpace. TheLoreBoys.com.
Or Pornhubcaps.com.
Or Pornhubcaps, yeah.
Or just plain old loreboys.com. You know what? You want to save yourself three button presses? Leave the loreboys.com.
Yeah.
Just go loreboys.
Don't wear out your H.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. What the fuck?
You need that H.
You need it. Yeah. Like, you're not going to know where it is.
What if you try to type heck to somebody sometime and the H doesn't work? You'll just say eck.
Eck.
Oh.
Something interesting, however, is if you want to contact us, which we do love, and we'd like to thank the guy who on Twitter who contacted us this week, the Warhammer dude, forgot who he was.
Coach of Sigmar.
There you go. Coach of Sigmar, thank you very much.
Check out his YouTube channel. He's got a YouTube channel.
Happy to have you. Thank you to Thomas, of course. Thank you to a lot of the Australians who contact us a lot, honestly. But thank
Anthony.
Thank you to everybody else. You can send us some feedback or something weird that you want us to read via email at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Please do the thing, but we joke, if you are a real listener, if you send us an email, we will read it out, and we are so happy to hear from you guys every time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So far, we've made minor adjustments, like when we hear feedback, because we don't know what is good and what is bad all the time. We know what makes us laugh, and that's good, but like, send us stuff. If you have stuff, send us stuff, and we would love to hear it.
Please do. Yeah. And speaking of totally serious things that are real, Ethan, Loreboys Prime.
Yeah.
We do something on the show called Loreboys Prime, Loreboys Premium, where we like to. It's the equivalent.
It's a regional thing.
It's the equivalent of a Patreon, but we've cut out the middleman being Patreon.
Yeah.
We've never dealt with, but I blindly assume takes a cut of our profits.
Look,
I'm not sure.
I just assume anybody who isn't just an envelope full of money
evil. We much prefer unmarked envelopes full of
money.
That'd
be great.
You better not put a return address on that, otherwise we will find you and come asking for more money. Don't make that mistake twice. as everyone knows, I just got back from Barcelona.
Yep.
Very transformative time for me, and we're doing Transformers, so I've decided to transform myself into a beautiful butterfly.
I was hoping you'd turn yourself into a mop and bucket.
Well, I thought about it, but I think a beautiful butterfly is more, it captures my essence a little bit better.
Oh,
Peter, you're more than welcome to transform yourself into a mop and bucket.
Will do.
If you look at Ethan's belt down, he's all cocooned at the moment, so I don't think we have much time left.
I am cocooned, and that's it. I kind of started
the
process.
We ran out of money.
Yeah.
I started the process before we started this episode, so the mop and bucket goof kind of happened like a little late, and I do regret it, and part of me wishes I could go back, but I'm committed to being a butterfly from here on out.
All right.
So anybody at home who wants to see me as a beautiful transformative butterfly, Peter as a mop and bucket, please donate to the Lore Boys Premium. It's only $76 a month, and you will get unlimited access to myself, the beautiful butterfly, and you will have unlimited access to Peter the mop and bucket, for which you can use to clean your home.
You'll also let us buy office. More waxy silk to encase Ethan in.
Yeah, we are running low on my silk because I, as once a human, do not produce silk on my own.
No.
I need outside sources of silk. So.
It really doesn't look like that. You're doing really great for someone.
I'm working on it. Thank you. So please send money or silk, and that constitutes.
That constitutes.
A Lore Boys.
A Lore Boys.
Out.
Time Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.